I swear, no, no, I swear to God, I am not lying to you. This is how she feels. This is how she feels. There's nothing I can do about it. It drives me out of my frickin' mind, but there's nothing I can do about it. I want to kill him. I am going to kill the bastard. I want to grab his hair, and I want to knee him in the face a couple of dozen times. You would too. All right, first of all, she's not dead, okay? Yeah, I know. Everybody thought so. I thought so. That's why I swore I was going to kill him. Can't now. I don't, you know, we can get to that. We can get to that. You don't know the whole story. You don't know everything that happened. Because you still thought she was dead. You haven't heard all the stuff. It makes me want to puke. That's what, it just makes me want to puke. I can't believe it. Can you explain something to me? Can you explain something to me? Listen. No. Just answer me this question, please. Why is it that the most beautiful, fantastic, wonderful, lovely women, intelligent, smart, just fine, kind, beautiful, wonderful, why do they always go for the scumbags? Yeah, I know it's old. I know it's an old question. Well, I still want to know because it's driving me out of my freaking mind. They always go for the scumbags. They always go for the guy that's going to treat them like absolute crap. Yeah, Bertram. That's right. You know, I mean, so she goes for him. She chooses him. You know the whole, well, I don't know. I don't know whether you know the whole story. You heard, we were all there. We were all there. First, all right, I got the contract. I was there just because they were calling everybody in. They called everybody in. I had the contract to clean the moat and install a new drawbridge. I got the contract, by the way. You know what? I should be singing. I should be smiling right now. Because I do this job right, then the king's going to love me. He's going to have nothing but new jobs for me, and I'm going to have gold coming out of my ears. And you know what? I should be smiling from ear to ear. But no, you know what? I want to rip my own fucking hair out. So anyway, yeah, we're all there. We're at court. You remember he was sick, right? He had that ague thing. I don't know. It was his intestines are tied up in a knot or some crap like that. So anyway, Helena comes along with this goop that her father had set aside. You know, her father was a doctor, right? Okay, so she cures him. She gives him the stuff, whatever that aloe was. She cures the king. He comes out. I mean, we're all there. We're all at court. I know you weren't there. I didn't see you there. You weren't, right? Okay, we're all at court. And the deal was, you know, she wants to choose her own husband. That's right. That's how it all started. She cure the king. If I cure you, can I choose my own husband? Blah, 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 blah. Okay, so worked out. He's fine. He comes out. He's happy. He's jolly. He's full of energy. He loves the world. Everything's fine. And, of course, you know, Helena is the golden child. She can have whatever the fuck she wants. I mean, she can have anybody. She can have anybody. Who does she choose? That's right. She chooses Bertram. Bertram. Bertram, I love Bertram. You live with him. Well, no, okay. No. It's not just that it wasn't me. But she doesn't know. Who the hell does she know me from? She grew up in this guy's house. She probably had a crush on him since, who the hell knows? She doesn't know me. I've seen her quite a bit. She's just, All right, anyway, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether it was him. All right, it does matter, but it was him. She chose him. So what does he do? No, he didn't just turn her down. He didn't just say, oh, I decline. No, he made a jackass out of himself. I can't believe you didn't hear this. He was up in the king's face about, I'm noble, and, I'm so noble. First of all, he thinks, all right, she grew up in his house. She was adopted by his mother. You know, I mean, like stepsister, yeah, big deal. You know what, there's no mixed blood there at all. There was nothing wrong with it. His mother just loves this girl to death. Because his mother has brains. You know, his mother can't even stand him anymore. She is so pissed off at the bullshit that he pulled. I swear to God. Swear to God. All right, so yeah, a jackass. Total jackass. He was up in the king's face with how noble he was. Oh, I'm a nobleman. I am noble. I have a name and position of the family history. I just, this girl, this what? He practically took a bucket of shit and poured it over her head. Right? Defiance of the king. His majesty must have been just standing there going like, my God, what is this? And he finally, he got fed up with this, trying to teach this kid to have half a... Yeah. At first he was just in shock. His majesty, everybody, standing there looking at this dickhead. And they're looking at her, first of all, they're looking at her, and they're looking at, if she chose me, I would have pulled a calendar off the wall and kissed the day that I was born. And this dickwad, everybody's staring at him because they're looking at her. She's like, obviously, this is gold he's looking at. And he's mouthing off to the king. I couldn't believe it. Well, his majesty got fed up pretty quick. He grabbed this little turd by the back of his head, and he said, dude, you are not going to defy me in my own fucking court, okay? Or no, he didn't say it like that. Well, he said it, actually, yeah, quite a way of saying it. But anyway, that was it. It was like, and you know what? Helena, as soon as he saw, this jackass, this jackass reaction, as soon as she saw that, she was like backing off. She's like, your majesty, never mind, let it go, forget it. And no, he wasn't going to have any of that. Well, the guy is a total asshole. Bertram is a total asshole. This is the point I'm making here. No. It gets better than this. It gets better than this. It's not just him, being a shithead and mouthing off to the king. It gets better. He marries him. She's just flat out. He said, no, you're getting married. You are marrying this girl. And that just, that blows my mind. Blows my mind that he had to tell this guy that he has to marry her. Is that insane or what? She's a fucking goddess. Okay, so suddenly he goes all tame. He must have been formulating this little kitty plan in his head. Because he goes all tame. He's like, all right, yes, I am your subject. I must do what you wish. Goes through the wedding. They're married. What does he do? You know what he does? He bolts. He f***ing abandons her that night. That night, there wasn't even a honeymoon. He didn't even want to touch her. He wouldn't even kiss her goodbye. Yes! This is the man she's in love with. I don't know. You tell me. He goes out. He ran away like a little kid. He ran away from home. He goes to Italy. He's gonna go fight in the wars. He went down there to fight in the wars. That part you heard about, right? Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. He kicked ass when he was down there. It's the only thing he's good for: punching heads. He's got one thing going for him. Other than that, he's a scum-sucking pig. No. Yeah. I know you're not trying to defend the guy. But you haven't heard all of it yet. I swear to God, this is amazing. This guy's amazing. He goes down to Italy. He runs away, right? He gives her this, this bullshit challenge thing where he says, you know what? You can consider us married. I'm trying to get in this line of traffic here. Sorry. You can consider us married when you've got this ring on your finger, and also he's got his family ring on, This big-time family crest ring that's so important to him. When you've got this ring on your finger, and when you're pregnant with my child. And that's it, and he takes off. It just makes you... It makes me want to put on a pair of really heavy boots and just kick this guy right where it counts. Yeah. No shit, yeah. And it gets worse. No, I swear to God, it gets worse. It's amazing. No, no, listen to this. Okay, so yeah, he takes off. He's got this buddy with him, Paroles, who's just this. He's a. This is how good a judge of character this guy is, okay? First of all, he's a scumbag himself, so who the hell cares what he thinks of other people, but he's. This is his judgment of character. This guy, Paroles, that he's hanging with all the time, he's just a cockroach trailing a sword, talking big. He's a total loser, total coward, and Bertram is listening to this guy like, listening to the words this guy says like it's, you know, wisdom of the ages. He's taking advice from this loser. He's taking advice from this little jerk. But he's nothing. He's like, he's not even worth talking about. He's not even worth talking about. So he goes down to Italy, and yeah, he kicked ass. Yeah, he was a great soldier, wonderful, so big deal. What the hell could she do? She picked him. What was she going to do? What was she going to do? Say, no, you can't go? First of all, she's not like that. Well, I'll tell you what she did. No, there was nothing she could do at the time, but I'll tell you what she did. You listen, listen, listen. This is what she did, okay? This is why you heard that she was dead. She went down to Italy. Yeah, she went down it. She went down after the guy. She went down after him and told everybody she's going on some pilgrimage, right? Some religious retreat pilgrimage thing. And she checks into the abbey down there, or she's on her way to the abbey down there, or the nunnery, or whatever the hell they call it down there. And she runs into this girl, a young girl, unmarried, virtuous young Italian girl who is a virgin, who just happens to be the girl that Bertram has been trying to get into bed since he got down there. Oh, this guy's a saint. He's just a saint. He's just a wonderful, wonderful human being. Yes, yes. He gets forced to marry the most beautiful woman and kind woman on earth by the king, whom he just insulted, and then he runs away to Italy to commit adultery. Total, yeah, real winner. Yes, this is the guy she's in love with. Yes. Okay. Well, Helena, what was her name? Diana, I think. The Italian girl's Diana. Helena finds out, you know, I mean, hooks up. You thank the fates. I don't know how the hell it happened. They just happened to hook up. You know, the gods, the fates, luck, whatever you want to call it. But they connect. I guess, you know, if she's moving within his circles, whether she wants to or not, because he keeps assailing her, trying to get her to, you know, take her pants off. So I guess it was kind of likely they'd run into each other, but it happened pretty quick, and she found out what was going on, all right? So she checks into this nunnery, this abbey, whatever, and then starts telling everybody, or putting out, that she's dead, okay? That's another thing that blows my mind. What is going on here with... All right, yeah, I can hold... I got such a headache. Oh my God. I gotta take some Alka-Seltzer when I get off. Yeah. No problem. So, right. Telling everybody, what is it with everybody faking their own death? Why is everybody faking their own death lately? It's like you can't even trust who the hell's died and who hasn't. Because we all thought. Yeah, we all thought. You did too. All right, well, anyway, yeah, she's given out that she died of something. I don't know what, heartbreak or ingrown toenail. Who the hell cares? Everybody thinks she's dead, including her husband. And this proves what a total asshole this guy is, because he goes and attends her funeral, and then that night he's going to go and get into the pants of this young virgin he's been seducing. Or at least he's convinced that that's what's going to happen, because they set him up. Oh, they set him up good. They had this little plan. It was really kind of weird. I guess it worked. Well, I know it worked. It was a plan that Diana and Helena, yeah. And her mother and Diana's mother. Well, they weren't going to do it for nothing. I mean, you know, Helena had to probably pay quite a bit because this girl's reputation was going to get shot by what was going on. This is the deal. She says, okay, I'll sleep with you. Diana says this to Bertram. Oh, everybody found out about this later. You wouldn't... Everybody found out about it. I'm sorry, this was too good. Nobody was going to shut up. Yes, she said, okay, I'll sleep with you, but on one condition. I want a token of your promise, because you're going to marry me, and I want it to be that ring you have there, your family ring. And he's like, oh, this is passed down, this is very valuable, I can't possibly give it. But he's got, you know, in the end, he is so freaking lust-ridden for this girl that he hands it over. Finally, yeah, he hands it over to Diana. Now, the conditions were, she said, okay, yeah, I'll sleep with you tonight, but the room's got to be totally black. I'm not going to say anything, and you're not allowed to say anything. I don't talk, you don't talk. I guess. Well, that was it. I think you know what's coming, don't you? Yes! Absolutely! Well, they worked it out together. I mean, that was the only way she was going to get the... Yes, that was the only way she was going to get the marriage consummated, because this jerk didn't know what he had. He was such a... And he still is, you know? I don't think the guy's changed. What's changed about the guy? All right, so yeah. He goes, it's all dark, and he gets into bed. He's waiting for her. She comes in, and yes, of course, she happens to be his lawful wife, who isn't dead. And he got the job done. She's pregnant now. Yeah, she's going to have his kid. What am I, you know what? I can agonize over it. Yeah, I can say, oh, shit, you know, I wish... What am I going to do? She's married now. She's not dead. She's married. She's going to have the guy's kid. You know, it's hands off now. I'm pretty much like, you know, goodbye. Sorry. I'll cry in my beer and, you know, move on and try and move on with my life. But I still want to kill this mother. Well, you know, I mean, after that little encounter, after that little tryst, she just, like, packed up really quick without him knowing that she was ever there and went back home. Back to his mother's house. His mother, as far as his mother's concerned, she's her daughter, and she loves her, and her son is a total shithead for treating her like this. Yeah. Oh, no, she wasn't defending him at all. She was calling him everything under the book when she found out that he ran away and after he behaved at court, she was like, she would have slapped him silly if she could get her hands on him. So, dude, what are you, you jerk? Look what you got. No. He's a total jerk. So, yeah, eventually he comes back, and then, you know, all the pigeons come home to roost. Oh, yeah, he got cornered, because part of the deal was Diana and her mom came up from Italy. Because, you know, of course he got what he wanted. What did he do? He ran away again. This guy makes a habit of just, you know, deserting people. So he goes back to the court where he embarrassed himself, probably trying to get in good with the king again, or he's like, look, I became a war hero, can I come back home, or some shit like that. And then who comes knocking on the door but, you know, the virgin Italian, who, fortunately for her, happens to still be a virgin. But fine, what she's doing, she's pressing a suit to the king saying, hey, this guy got me into bed and promised he'd marry me. So he's got pressure coming from that direction, and she proves it because she produces his family ring, which he was never supposed to give up. She got in to see the king by sending over a ring that Helena gave her that she got from the king. Rings are real handy, let me tell you. Oh, yeah, you get a handcrafted ring that nobody else has, let you indoors. It can also get you in a shitload of trouble. Oh, he found out. Yeah, he found out. But you know, the bottom line is, Helena had his ring on her finger and was pregnant with his kid. So she met his conditions. And it's like, you know what? I don't understand it! No, I don't understand! I know. But come on! The guy was a total... I'll never know. I will never know. Well, no, I'm not gonna go and kill him. I'm not... what am I going to do? She's going to have his kid, and she's still in love with him.
Well, yeah, Bertram is Bertram. I'd do anything for Bertram.
Jumps through flaming hoops to get this guy. And he's not worth it. He was never worth it. I don't know. Everything did not end well. Anybody that says it all ended well is full of it. Because she's with this loser who doesn't deserve her. And she's an idiot. All right, I'm sorry. I just had to vent. I had to vent. Listen, next time be your turn. You go ahead and vent to me. All right. Thanks. Okay, bye.